This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're going to be down there in Jonesboro, off Jonesboro Road tomorrow, Napa Auto Parts. Friday, we're at the Big Pep Rally. Falcons Flyover is what it's called, guys. Or should I say the Falcon Flyover you need to listen to after Falcons games. But we're going to the Pep Rally on Friday at Atlantic Station.
Yes, we'll be inside Hobnob. Come by and see us.
And inviting you guys. Obviously, you can come and hang out. They do this. Well, they've done it almost every year. I think one year we got rain. Is that right?
Right.
If I remember correctly. But it's a fun thing, man, to get ready for the start of the season on Sunday. But speaking of the Falcon Flyover, just want to remind you guys that it's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster studios today, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can't wait, man. Listen, as much as I was excited about last week and the first week of college football beyond week zero, I'm as excited for the start of the NFL season. The crazy thing is we get two games before Sunday and two big games, Cowboys, Eagles, and then Chargers, Chiefs. Mike, I know everybody just expects that the Chiefs to continue to roll. I mean, I get it. They were 15-1 last year and then they get drubbed in the Super Bowl. But I like the Chargers, man. And Harbaugh is a guy that's going to have his team ready to play. It's in Brazil, so there's really no home field advantage either way.
Right.
But that game's on Friday, and before we get to the full slate on Sunday, guys. But, yeah, I'm just as excited. And we play at 1 o'clock, which is great. We handle the Bucks, and then you get the chance to see the 4 o'clock games, Mike. And then the night game is Ravens-Bills on Sunday. So that's going to be a hell of a week one.
Yeah, man. The Chargers, you know, did they get enough at the playmaker position? Because, you know what they've got with, Ladd McConkey out there. But did they add extra, wide receivers? I think they have. You know, the Harbaugh wants to run the football. I think that's why if you're drafting fantasy, Charger run back, there's one or two we'll talk about coming up.
Yeah.
In Guy Talk. But, yeah, man, maybe this is the year. But I still, I'm not going to bet against the Kool-Aid man to Patrick Mahomes, man. I just think that offensive line. And Kelsey, do you think Kelsey has the bounce back year or just continuing to be declining numbers for Travis Kelsey?
Well, look, here's a number for you. And numbers sometimes, again, they don't mean anything. Sometimes they do. But Harbaugh's 5-0 in these openers, Mike. When you go back to his time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So what it tells you is very much like Andy Reid, his teams are ready. They come into the season, all that preparation, and we talk about it. Some teams are going to look flat on Sunday, and you'll question what the hell's going on. It better not be us,
right?
But some teams are going to come in, and you're going to wonder, well, what was all this work done when you're playing this way? But Harbaugh, traditionally, in his NFL career, has had his teams ready in week one. Plus, I think, more than anything, man, they want to send a message. That division had the three best defenses in the NFL in it. We saw Denver beat the crap out of us last year. The Chargers, when we played them, had the number one defense. And the Chiefs were number four. That division is stout. Defensively, and I get it, Mahomes is that dude. But I'm just telling you, like Friday, that might be one of my picks because I think it's 3 points right now. It may be less than that by the time this game rolls around. But we'll give you our official picks on Friday in our Pick'em segment.
I know that fantasy football, by the way, doing my draft tonight.
Yeah.
I was joking around with Day-Day. Some guys, I don't understand these dudes who do it like first week in August between the injuries.
Too much.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, trades are few and far between. But, you know, there's roster moves. And I like to get every piece of information I can until we go. So tonight, man, 8:30, we do the Shenanigans League. So we'll see what we can come up with. And I tell you what.
Have you changed your philosophy?
No, man. I'm going – Well, you know, I got a question. I already asked some of the listeners on Twitter. We don't say X, but I'll ask you about it coming up.
Okay.
But I do think, at least I don't think Drake Baldwin will be there when I select somebody in our league will take him. But in all these, I keep mentioning all those mock drafts, Drake is still there at like, you know, in the second round. Again, that's just, these are the national people all around the country.
Getting on Drake?
Those Yahoo mock drafts, right. It's over 1,200 yards receiving.
Oh, yeah.
100 receptions, 8 or 9 touchdowns, and it'll be the go-to guy. So I think if you're not on Drake London, maybe the rest, as I said, rest of the country just doesn't know us.
Yeah.
They don't know what they don't know about the magic in Penix's arm.
I agree. Listen, you said Drake Baldwin. I was like, who?
Drake London. Yeah, well, Drake, if Drake Baldwin wants to play football and he can play some right tackle, that'd be great. But Drake London is the guy. Drake Baldwin continues to slug, by the way. We're not talking baseball because that season looks like it's kind of over.
It is over. While we're talking about quarterbacks, by the way, we'll find out what's going on with Day-Day coming up here in just a little bit. Let's hear from our quarterback, Michael Penix, who was asked today about the biggest difference this year in the quality of his reps and, like, what is the difference for him? And I said this, he's comfortable, guys. Like, he understands what this offense is, what they want him to do, where he needs to be going with the football. The one big thing, and I talked to Albert Breer about this when he was here at camp, his progression of reads is next level. When you talk about Michael Penix, and you're going to hear this from broadcasters all season long, when you talk about he's supposed to go here, this is route one.
Right.
He's supposed to go to two, it's not open. I'm going to three, that's not there, guess what, I'm checking down. That is like, most guys don't get that immediately. It's one is not there, two, oh, I'm throwing the football, guess what, pick. He has been doing this all camp long, and we were talking about this. It's one of the things that he's improved on, but I think, Mike, he's been really good at it since he got out of college, and now he's getting the chance to really show it.
Right, but the thing is, without having Mooney, we talked about it, Mooney accounted for 3 touchdowns in the 2 games against Tampa. Again, we don't know if he's going to play. Coach is saying it still sounds like it could be up in the air, maybe until game time. How much does Ray McLeod and Casey Washington step into that void, and or can Kyle Pitts be a guy that comes to the rescue?
Yeah. Pitts, and it's funny because one of our loyal listeners said, y'all, Pitts has got to be the answer for Sunday. Look, I hope so.
88 yards in the overtime win against Tampa, and of course the 2 touchdowns in the game in Tampa a couple of weeks later. So Pitts had his own impact in the Bucs games last year.
Here is Penix on the biggest difference this year for him.
I wouldn't say it's not too much different. The biggest difference is the reps. You know, if you're not starting, you don't get the reps out there. You know, it's just basically all mental reps. You know, you just got to take those different reps. But that's the biggest difference. As far as like my preparation, you know how I go about each and every day. You know, that kind of stay the same. It's just the reps that you get on field, the live reps that you get on field is different.
Look, this is why I was not ready to throw him into the fire when everybody was saying just put Penix in. The reps matter. You were going to throw him into a situation where I don't know if he was ready. Mike, I still don't know if he was ready for the Giants game, but at that point they had no choice.
Right.
You as a backup, guys, you are not getting that work in, and yet you just don't get thrown into a game plan and go, all right, we need you to execute this. Either way, I agree with him, and that confidence comes with reps.
Because you said it. I mean, once you get in that regular season, it's almost not as concentrated as the NBA, where guys say, you can't get coached up during the season. You better have to go play in the G League, right?
That's right.
And then come back up. Because if you were at camp, you're talking about, maybe 2 days? You're doing your game install?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to get that full practice that you're going to maybe get in the summertime with 11-on-11. So you're right. That's why last year, plus we were dealing with that whole Kirk Cousins soap opera, which is in the rear view, but they were still hoping that Cousins would figure things out, and the coaching staff was not prepared to pull the trigger. By the time we did, the season was lost, unfortunately.
Michael Penix, Big O, let's play the one where he's talking about having to prove ourselves that we're the team we think we can be. Do we have, before we hear it, do we have something to prove? Look, I think we got a lot to prove. If you're going into this season and saying, well, last year was a fluke, I think we got a lot to prove, Mike. And I think there are a lot of guys, again, we talked to AJ, we talked to Jesse. There are a lot of guys who want to get back to the playoffs, man, or get a taste of the playoffs.
Right.
I don't feel like we can go into this season and feel like we don't have anything to prove. I think we've got a lot going into the season to say, hey, we are exactly what we've been telling you we are. And I think Michael Penix agrees. Here's what he said about it.
We got to prove to ourselves that we are everything that we say and we want to be, you know, and that's, you know, just going out there dominating and each and every week, you know, not just on Sundays or game days, but, you know, each and every day, you know, we put pride into, you know, just taking care of the ball, of course, and going out there and scoring points. And that's what it's all about, you know, take care of the ball, scoring points, you win football games, you know, if it's the other way around, obviously you don't. So we just look forward to winning.
I know that you know we've got confidence in Michael Penix Jr., but it's a very loaded NFC.
It is.
You know, I mean, you said the Cowboys are probably looking up at everybody else too, just like we are. You know, because of what they're dealing with, Philly, Detroit, Green Bay. I mean, folks feel the Bears are going to have maybe this year. A lot of folks from Chicago
might be the team that
are feeling. Yes. If Caleb Williams can handle his business, but yeah, man, don't forget the Rams. If Stafford stays healthy, we know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, the Commanders are there. Bucks aren't going anywhere. These are all teams we've got to deal with. You know, Arizona fans probably think this is the year that they get dialed in, although they've been saying that a while with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. And we're simply talking about the NFC. We're not even talking about the AFC. Hey, we got more to dive into. Coaches on the way, players segment, as well as we're live at Flowery Branch. When we come back, what's on Day-Day's mind on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.